Tear down on his name was George T. Gorham Jr. He was named after his father. My grandmother's name was Fanny Gorham, Fanny Barnes Gorham, and
she
lived up on the hill, and we would come down to visit her. And my aunt Mary Louise Butler had a beauty shop called Magnolia Beauty Shop, which was named after my aunt Magnolia. And we had a lot of ties down here. My grandmother on my mother's side, Lily Allen, she was a Cherry, so she had property and stuff down on Washington Street. That's the street, but down in here. And and Miss Almeida, her sister-in-law, lived down there, and my uncles and so forth lived down there. And then we had cousins that stayed all around in this area right here. So it was like a family community area. And there were stores down here. They had barber shops down here. They had everything, a grocery store. They had everything down here except, I don't remember a pharmacy. That's the only thing I don't remember that was down, because we had a dentist down here. Wow. We had doctors down here. We had a clinic down here on the corner of Pitt and First was a clinic. And I believe my brother was born, my oldest brother was born down in that clinic.
Wow.
And so it was a family community. Everybody knew everybody else, and they were all related by one way or the other. So, and it was a real community.
That's the big thing that when we started this project, that we realized so many people weren't aware that it was a neighborhood and a community that was here. And so we really just wanted to talk to people who had ties to the land and let people know what was here, mm-hmm. and know where we came from. Mm-hmm. And so did you say your family also was involved with the church that was here?
Yes, my daddy and grandmother belonged to Sycamore Hill.
Okay.
It was like a family thing. We belong, either you belong to Sycamore Hill or you belong to York Memorial Methodist Church. So it was either or. And my father's side belonged to Sycamore Hill. My mother's side belonged to York Memorial. So that's the way it went.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you have memory of when the redevelopment of the area happened?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I had finished college and I came back home, and when some of the redevelopment had already started, and I remembered a lot of the controversy about it, and but it was good and bad. It was good that we can have the park, but it was bad because we lost the community and we lost the history. And we lost people, and even people were so depressed that some of them even died because of this change.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't accept change well, and this was one of the changes that was good and bad.
Yeah. And I think just realizing that there's so many people today that have no idea of the history of this.
No,
and so,
because Greenville has evolved into another community. Most of the people around here didn't know any, they didn't grow up around here, so because Greenville has become a transit city now. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't have really any ties to Greenville.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
Which makes it kind of bad.
I know, yeah. And I think for us, just trying to record some of these histories that don't exist anywhere else. So we just appreciate all of you taking the time to talk to us and do that. Is there anything else that you'd want us to know or anything?
Well, not at this time. If I think of some other things, I might, if I get a card or something, I'd
that would be
get
great.
In touch with
we
you.
We can definitely do that. And I forgot at the beginning to ask if it was okay that I'm recording you. Is it okay that I recorded you?
Yeah, you recorded me now.
And could you state your name for me?
My name is Lucille Gorham Sales.
Okay. And your mother's name is?
Lucille Gorham, W. Gorham.
Okay.
Her, the Intergenerational Center on Fifth Street is named after her.
See, you're over here. We didn't even know that. You're already a celebrity. You're used to all of this.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we just appreciate it. And please, if you think of anything else, I'll give you my information. But I'll go ahead and stop, and we'll take your picture now. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.